This recording will feature analysis of what happens when Purim falls out on Shabbat. This cannot happen in the diaspora, where Purim can only fall out on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, but on rare occasions does happen in Israel. When we think about the holiday of Purim, we think about four mitzvahs of Purim. And when we think about Purim, we think about the mitzvah of Megillah reading, the mitzvah of charity to the poor, matanos le'avyonim, the mitzvah of a big festive meal, suda, and finally the mitzvah of mishloach manot. The question of what one does when Purim falls out on Shabbos is basically four smaller questions. What is the correct date for these four mitzvahs? What is the correct date for matanos le'avyonim, the charity? What is the correct date for the meal? What is the correct day for Megillah reading? And what is the correct day for Mishloach Manot? What we'll do is we will go through all four of these questions and what days they should be on. Regarding the question of when the Megillah reading should be, we'll start in the middle of the page on Megillah, Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Dekulei Alma Mihat, Megillah b'Shabbos lo karina. The Mishnah made it clear in Megillah daf beis amud aleph. The first Mishnah in Megillah makes it clear that Megillah is not read on Shabbos. The earlier Gemara on Daled Amud Beis has a long discussion, which I will come back to, about if you were supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, when do you read it? But it can't be on Shabbos. Everybody agrees it can't be on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my taima. Why is that? Why is the Megillah not read on Shabbos? The Megillah is scripture. We read all the books of scripture on Shabbos. The five Chumashim we read on Shabbos. Every book of Navi, all the eight books of Navi are read on Shabbos one way or another. And Shira Shirim and Rus and Koheles are also read on Shabbos. There are 24 books of scripture. And of the 24 books of scripture, 16 of them are read on Shabbat. What book of scripture is not read on Shabbos? Megillah Esther. The Gemara asks, my taima, why not? So we have two answers in the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Hakol chayavim b'kriyas Megillah. Everybody has to read a Megillah. Ve'ein hakol b'kiyin b'mikra Megillah. However, not everybody is trained in the reading of Megillah. Therefore, Gzeirah, we have a decree. Shama yitlenu biado. Perhaps somebody will carry their Megillah, v'yelech eitzel baki lomod, and bring it to somebody to teach them how to read the Megillah, v'yavirenu dalad abos birshus harabim, thereby carrying the Megillah through a public thoroughfare. Meaning that according to the original rule, Megillah would have been read on Shabbos. And perhaps, originally, Megillah was read on Shabbos. However, so the assumption of the Gemara is that those things that are used every Shabbos, we're going to get into the habit of knowing not to carry it when there's no Erev. If you live in a community without an Erev, you're used to the idea that when you go out, you are not going to bring a sitter and you're not going to bring a chumash. Also, in synagogue, they will likely have a sitter. They'll likely to have a Sefer Torah, and you're going to know not to transport it. However, when describing Megillat Esther, people are going to get confused. They're going to say, wait a second. There's a special mitzvah of Megillat Esther. Am I allowed to carry it? And because Purim on Shabbos is so rare, they're not going to remember, wait, when was the last time Purim was on Shabbos? What are we going to do? And, you know, the Siddurim, the sitters are all found in Shul. However, when it comes to, you know, Megillat Esther, the Megillah is not always found in Shul. And, or people may not go to Shul, they may want to read the Megillah in the afternoon. For all these reasons, people are going to react to Megillah differently, and they're going to carry it in a public thoroughfare. V'hainu taima de shofar, v'hainu taima de lulav. And just like we do not shake the lulav and esrog on Shabbos, and just like we do not blow shofar on Shabbos, these are rare, once a year mitzvahs, which when they overlap with Shabbat, and the mitzvah object begins in your home, and you're going to bring it to your neighbor for help. And we said better to not do the mitzvah than to worry about violation of Shabbat. In case you're not satisfied with this first answer, the Gemara gives a second answer. Rav Yosef says, you know, we might have actually read Megillah on Shabbos, and we might not have been worried about the fact that somebody will carry the Megillah through a public thoroughfare. So why don't we read Megillah on Shabbos? Mipnei she'eineihem shel aniyim nosos l'kriyas ha-Megillah. The issue is that the poor people are waiting for the day of Megillah reading in order to receive their charity. Says Rav Yosef, if we read the Megillah on Shabbos, people are going to give no charity, or they're going to give less charity than if we read the Megillah on a different day. On Shabbos, you don't bring your wallet to shul. You're not carrying money with you on Shabbos. So if we read the Megillah on Shabbos, what would happen is that we would bring the Megillah to everyone would come to shul. Everybody would hear the Megillah. People would say, it's time for charity. But then they would realize, wait a second, I don't have any money with them. And they wouldn't give charity. So Rav Yosef gives a totally different reason. It's not fear of a violation of Shabbat. It's not like we're worried about something. And that's why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. It's because we want to maximize the charity. This is the implication of the continuation of the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Brisa which says this. Afal Pisha Amru Kfar Makdim Liam Akanisa, Govim Bobayom, Machakim Bobayom. Ho, the Amru Shakfar Makdim Liam Akanisa, Govim Bobayom, Machakim Bobayom. That if you read the Megillah early, we know that sometimes in the villages, in the small villages, they would read the Megillah a few days before Purim. You always collect charity on the day of Megillah reading. Because the poor people look at the Megillah reading, and based on when the Megillah is read, they are sort of trained to realize, wait a second, this is the day the Megillah is read. Therefore, this is the day that I should expect my charity, and therefore the Megillah cannot be read on Shabbat. Now, this Gemara has taught us now two things. Number one, everybody agrees the Megillah is not read on Shabbat. That's the first thing. And the second thing that we've realized is that charity is given on the same day as Megillah. We're supposed to go to shul, hear the Megillah reading, be inspired by the Megillah reading, and then pull out our checkbooks. And that's going to be important because that means that when Purim falls out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, we know that the day of the Megillah is also the day that charity is given. We have now established that the Megillah is not read on Shabbat. So when Purim falls out on Shabbos in Jerusalem, the Megillah needs to be read on a different day. When should the Megillah be read? Well, there are three candidate days for the Megillah to be read. We could delay it one day and have the Megillah read on Sunday. Or we could move the Megillah early one day to Friday, and it should be read on the same day as it is read in the diaspora, a day before Purim. Or we could move it to the previous Thursday, which is Tainus Esther, under the argument that once you are not reading the Megillah on the official time, once you are reading the Megillah not on the day you're supposed to, it's just easier to move it earlier to a Thursday instead of moving it to Friday, because Friday is always a day which is very rushed. Everybody's getting ready for Shabbat. So the Gemara earlier on Daled Amud Beis, here on the top of the page, has a long discussion of what you do when Purim is on Friday and when the Megillah is read. And essentially, the Gemara has three different views. The view that we follow is the view of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and also Rabbi Yossi, that the entire Jewish people read the Megillah on the same day this year. Everybody reads it on Friday, the 14th of Adar. Part of Purim is about Jewish unity, but yet Normally, we don't have Jewish unity because people read the Megillah on different days. But this year, Purim falls out on a Friday in the diaspora on Shabbos in Jerusalem, so everybody reads it on Friday. Not everybody was of this view. Some people were of the view that the walled cities read the Megillah on the Thursday. Some people were of the view that walled cities always read the Megillah on a different day, and Friday is sort of our day, the day for everybody who lives in an unwalled city. So therefore, because they need to get their separate day, we bump them back to Thursday. And still other people had a third view, which said that when Purim falls out, as it does this year, Friday and Shabbos, the people in the walled cities get bumped to Friday, which means all of us in unwalled cities get bumped from Friday to Thursday. Because we always read the Megillah one day before they read it in Jerusalem. So if they're going to read it in Jerusalem on Friday, so we read it on Thursday. So there's three different views in the Gemara as to what the Megillah, as to when the Megillah is supposed to be read in this kind of scenario. The maskana of the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara, which also appeared in the Mishnah, is that in a scenario that Purim is Friday in the diaspora and Shabbos in Israel, in Jerusalem, the residents of Jerusalem read it on Friday, and so we have everybody reading Megillah on Friday, and by extension of the Gemara we just read, everybody is also going to do Matanot Lev Yonim, the charity is also given by everybody on Friday as well. We have now established the date of Megillah reading to be Friday, and by extension, the day of the charity to be Friday. And the Gemara continues towards the bottom of the page and says six cryptic words, Aval Simcha Eino Noheg Ella Bismana. However, even though the Megillah is read on Friday, the Simcha, the happiness, is Bismana. The Simcha, the happiness, is on the regular official day, namely that the happiness is on Shabbos in Jerusalem. Now, what do we mean when we say the Simcha, the happiness, is on Shabbos? I could think of two possibilities. One possibility, I could imagine, is that the Simcha that we are describing here is the recitation of Al Hanisim. Namely, what is the official day of Al Hanisim, the official day, which you're going to say today is Purim, you say Al Hanisim, you sing some songs. It could be that's what's meant when the Gemara says that Simcha is Bismana, that Simcha is on Shabbos. Rashi has a different view. Rashi says, Simcha shel ma'achal u'mishte, the Simcha of the festive meal, the third mitzvah of Purim, is on is performed on Shabbos. Now, it's somewhat unusual because the Purim meal is full of revelry and even intoxication. Shabbos is, we sometimes imagine Shabbos as being a day which is more dignified, a day which is more formal than Purim. But the impression you get from Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara is that the revelry, the intoxication, and the meal should be performed on the Shabbos of Shushan Purim in Jerusalem. So two of the mitzvahs, charity and Megillah, are delayed, are moved early. But one mitzvah, revelry, is as it should be on Shabbat. Even though the impression that you get from the Gemara is that the festive meal is on Shabbos, this was not an opinion that was held by everybody. When you look at the Meiri, Rabbi Menachem Meiri, who lived in the 14th century in southern France, the Meiri says, V'noagin simcha suda ba'oso hayom, the suda, the festive meal, is on the 15th in Jerusalem, on the day which is their Purim, the day of Al Hanisim and everything. When Megillah Atzma Makdimin Ota, Kamosha Be'arnu B'Mishnah, and the Megillah is read a day earlier. And of course, we don't reject it entirely. You know, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the shofar is blown on the second day. When lulav falls out on Shabbos, the lulav is shaken on the other days. But because Megillah is only one day, you move the Megillah to Friday so that we don't, leave it out entirely. What the Meiri says, black on white, which we deduced from Rashi, but it was pretty clear in the Meiri, is that the festive meal is performed on Shabbat. This is the view of the Meiri and of Rashi. Yet Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Tedvav Shechalios B'Shabbos, when Shushan Purim is on the 15th, Ve'enos and Sudas Purim ad Yom Echad B'Shabbos, the festive meal of Purim is delayed until Sunday. Now, this seems to be based on the Yerushalmi, in which the Yerushalmi seems to say that it would be too much of a contrast or a paradox or an overlap to have the Purim meal on Shabbat. Shabbat is Zechu L'Maaseh Bereishis. Shabbat remembers that God created the world in 7 days. It's one kind of festive meal, but Purim is a very different kind of festive meal. And as a result, the festive meal on Purim should not be done on Shabbat. They can't coexist. Instead, it should be moved to, the festive meal should be moved on Sunday. What should the halacha be in this case? So this is a fascinating question, in that we have here a situation in which Rashi and the Meiri both seem to be deducing that the meal is on Shabbos, because that's the day that it should be, and then we have Shulchan Aruch saying, based on the Yerushalmi, that the revelry of Purim is so different from Shabbat that the festive meal in Jerusalem should be delayed until Sunday. So this is a fascinating question as to what the halacha should be. I am not a rabbi who lives in Jerusalem, so it's not my place to weigh in on this question. But to me, in this kind of scenario, I believe that probably you should have two festive meals. The cost of on Shabbos, having a little bit more alcohol than normal and saying, I'm drinking an extra cup of wine, L'shei Mitzvos Purim, and singing B'nahafochu on your Shabbos table and having kavana for Purim is not a difficult thing. And then one can fulfill the mitzvah according to Rashi, the Meiri, and potentially the Talmud Bavli. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi said that the festive meal of Purim should be on Sunday because it's hard to really experience it on Shabbos. So I would say do that as well in Jerusalem on Sunday. That would be what I would say. By a positive rabbinic mitzvah, this one is not just a rabbinic mitzvah, it actually appears in the Megillah, we often would be stringent, and I would not feel comfortable saying that we should just reject Rashi and the Meiri. Part of why this is complicated, of course, is that the Meiri was before there was the printing press and you only had manuscripts, the Meiri was not one of the most central authorities. Not everybody had access to the Meiri. Today, we have much more, printing and electronics far, and we all have access to the Meiri. And the Meiri says so clearly, please do the Suda on Shabbos. And that would be something that, me personally, would probably recommend. The Magen Avraham quotes the Maharal ibn Chabib agreed with the Meiri, and actually Maharal ibn Chabib lived in Jerusalem and said to do the festive meal on Shabbos. So it wasn't just Rashi and the Meiri, it was also a rabbi of Jerusalem who also said that it should be done, that the meal should be done on Shabbos. There is a third view about the festive meal cited, I found it in the Tosfos Yom Tov on the Mishnah. The Tosfos Yom Tov says that the meal maybe should be done on Friday. The Yerushalmi seem to be saying that the festive meal can't be on Shabbos, because Shabbos, of course, is when you are focused on your Shabbos. So they say, okay, let's delay the meal to Sunday. Why? You read the Megillah on Friday. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says that do the meal on the same day that you read the Megillah and on the same day that you gave the charity. Taka, the idea in the Shulchan Aruch that you are splitting Purim onto 3 days, Megillah on the Friday, Alanisim on the Shabbos, and the Suda, the festive meal, on the Sunday, that seems very challenging. Why you would do such a thing? So, to me, my heart really resonates with Rashi and the Meiri. Why not bother? Why not just do the festive meal on Shabbos? And if you can't do it on Shabbos, then at least do it on Friday, the day that you read the Megillah. The more I think about it, the more I do not understand why anybody would think that the festive meal should be delayed to Sunday. To review where we're holding right now, again, Megillah and charity are clearly on Friday. Again, a profound lesson about the importance of charity, that according to Rav Yosef, we're willing to move the Megillah in order to facilitate greater charity. And the festive meal, big machlokes, Friday, Shabbos, or Sunday, 3 views about the festive meal. And to me, at least, Friday and Shabbos resonate more deeply than having the festive meal on Sunday would. So we've discussed 3 of the mitzvahs. We discussed Matanos Levyonim and the Megillah on Friday. Suda, a debate when it is. What about Mishloach Manot? So there's a famous question about the nature of Mishloach Manot, whether the purpose of Mishloach Manot is tied into the Suda, the festive meal, or whether the purpose of Mishloach Manot is more generic and tied into the holiday of Purim more generally. So because people aren't really sure, and because the Gemara didn't mention Mishloach Manot at all, the assumption is that Mishloach Manot is going to be on whatever day you determine for the Suda. Exactly. So this is exactly the question. Is the Mishloach Manot tied into the charity, or is it tied into the Seuda? The Magen Avraham says, quoting the Maharal Ibn Chabib, Mishloach Manot b'Shabbos ki hema manos hei me'asuda. The purpose of Mishloach Manos is to eat them at the meal. It's on the day of the meal. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing, but on a different day. Because remember, the Aruch HaShulchan said the meal was on Sunday, and he says the Mishloach Manot is also on Sunday. So both the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan are saying that whichever day you have the festive meal is the day of Mishloach Manot. Now, this is a great question. What is the nature of Mishloach Manot? The more you see Mishloach Manot as connected to charity, as sort of helping out somebody else, the more you'd say that if the charity is going to be on the Friday, Mishloach Manot should also be on the Friday. The more you see them, and the Trumas Hadeshem was of this view, that the Mishloach Manot is to give people food for the Suda, the more you're going to imagine that the Mishloach Manot should be given on the same day of the meal, whichever day that is. And don't say that you're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos, because as we all know, a gift that can be used on Shabbos for sure is allowed to be given on Shabbos. And if the whole purpose of the Mishloach Manot is to be eaten on Shabbos, then for sure you could give them to somebody else on Shabbos, and then they could be eaten at the meal. Now, some of you may have received Mishloach Manot. So I think that in a community without an Erev, people are going to know that they can't carry Mishloach Manot on Shabbos. The Megillah, people may say, well, it's a very important mitzvah, and am I allowed to carry it on Shabbos? Maybe I'm allowed to. They're going to say on Yontif, I carry on Shabbos, is it poor? They're going to get confused. Mishloach Manot is giving a gift. If the suit is going to be on Sunday, which was the view of the Yerushalmi, then it's understandable that Mishloach Manot would be on Sunday, and there's no Shabbos issue with doing Mishloach Manot on Sunday. You could still argue that if the Suda is on Sunday, to move Mishloach Manot to Friday, the same day as the Megillah and Charity, that would be an open question. If you hold that the Suda is on Shabbos, then there would seem to be no reason to give Mishloach Manot on Sunday. No one here said that Mishloach Manot should be given on Sunday if the Suda was on Shabbos. If the Suda was on Shabbos, then you could say that in a place where there's an Erev, maybe to do Mishloach Manot on Shabbos. And if that bothers you, then the Mishloach Manot would be moved to Friday. So, and obviously if you held like the Tosfos Yom Tov, that the Suda is on Friday, then the Mishloach Manot would also be on Friday. So it should comes out that whereas Charity and Megillah must be on Friday, and the Suda, you only have two options, Shabbos or Sunday. For Shloach Manos, you have three options. You can make an argument that they should be on Sunday if the meal is on Sunday. You can make the argument they should be on Shabbos if the meal is on Shabbos. And you can make the argument that they should be on Friday, either because they're more connected to Matanos Lev Yonim, or because the, if the Suda was on Shabbos and you don't want to, you're worried about the Erev, etc., then the Mishloach Manot would be on Friday. So three options for when to have Mishloach Manot. As a footnote, we have now talked about the mitzvos and when the mitzvos are performed when Purim falls out on Shabbos. There are three smaller issues or oddities to discuss when Purim falls out on Shabbos. The first of the three oddities is the laning and the sermon. The Gemara earlier in Megillah said, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Sholem Medarshin She'inyano Shel Yom. You're supposed to talk about Purim on the Shabbos. What does this mean? So the Gemara compares this to the laning of a Yontif. We know that on a Yontif, one of the requirements of a Yontif is to talk about the Yontif on the Yontif. And the Torah reading on Yontif is an important kiyum, it's an important fulfillment of the laws of Yontif to lain about the Yontif on the Yontif. So you would have thought that this only applies to Yontif. And in fact, the Rav, in his Yortzeit Shiurim, says it seems like it's related to the fact that Yontif is Mikra Kodesh, which doesn't apply to Purim. But the Gemara seems to maybe extend this to Purim as well. Rashi adds another matter, which is that there's a requirement of Pirsume Nisa. I'm sorry, the Tosfos says there's a requirement of Pirsume Nisa, proclaiming the miracle. Now, you can't read the Megillah on the 15th because you're worried about the Erev, but you can still read a Torah reading that reminds us of Purim on Shabbos. And the rabbi can give a sermon related to Purim. So therefore, even if you take the view that the Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim are Friday, and you take the view that the meal and the Mishloach Manos is Sunday, Alanisim is still on Shabbos, and the Torah reading of Purim, Vayavo Amalek, is read on Shabbos. So that's what's done in Jerusalem when Purim falls out on Shabbos. They read the regular Parsha, which is obviously usually going to be Tetzaveh. And then after Tetzaveh, they have a special maftir of Vayavo Amalek, the typical Purim reading. And then, but what happens for the Haftorah? So they actually read the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. It's a fascinating trivia question. When is the same Haftorah read 2 weeks in a row? The only answer is in Jerusalem when Purim falls out on Shabbos. The same Haftorah about the battle against Amalek, which diaspora Jews are going to read Parsha Zachor, they read Parsha Zachor as well, and then they repeat it the following Shabbos for Purim, because again, even if the meal and the Mishloach Manos are delayed till Sunday, even if the Megillah and the Charity is moved up till Friday, the discussions and the Torah reading and the sermon and the Alanisim still remain on Shabbos. This is a fascinating question. When Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, is the Megillah Muksa? So this is a great question. In theory, a Megillah is not Muksa on Shabbos, because in theory, a Megillah is a scroll of scripture, and it's a Sefer of Tanakh, and you're allowed to learn Tanakh on Shabbos, so a Megillah should not be Muksa. The question is, when you have Purim falling out on Shabbos, and you've decreed, as we said in the Gemara, we decree that you cannot read it on Shabbos, does that make the Megillah Muksa on Shabbos? So there is a view the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the view of the Pri Chadash that the Megillah is Muksa, because once the once we decree that you can't read Megillah publicly, communically, the Megillah becomes Muksa. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Dabar Temahu, this is shocking. Atu Einu Ru'iya Lilmud Ba, Vari Sholem Adorshim Binyan Shel Yom. The sermon is going to be from the Megillah. How is the rabbi going to give a sermon if he doesn't read from Megillat Esther? It's like any other book of Tanakh. Comes out, it's a bizarre paradox, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, quoting the Machtes HaShekel, that actually you're allowed to read the Megillah. The mitzvah of Megillah was moved off of Purim because we don't want people to carry when there's no Erev, but actually you're allowed to read the Megillah privately on that Shabbos. I don't know what the custom is in Jerusalem, but I tell you, if I lived in Jerusalem when Shushan Purim fell down on Shabbos, I would probably read the Megillah. I have a mitzvah to read it on Friday, and I discharge that obligation on Friday, but we just got through saying that you're supposed to talk about Purim on Shabbos, and according to some, you're supposed to have the meal on Shabbos. I would probably read the Megillah privately that Shabbos as well. And people don't recommend it, because again, according to the Pri Chadash, the Megillah is Muksa, so they're not going to recommend reading it if the Pri Chadash said it was Muksa, but that's my feeling based on the continuation of the topic. The one remaining footnote to this topic is whether a minyan is required. There's the last snippet of this Gemara at the end of Dal Amud Beis and onto the top of Hey Amud Aleph says that when the Megillah is not read on the proper time, when it's not read on the proper day, a minyan is required. Rashi explains that when you read the Megillah on the proper day, you can read it privately because everybody is celebrating Purim. We all know it's Purim, you don't need a minyan. But when the Megillah is not read on the proper day, and it's sort of an afterthought, you need a minyan in order to create sort of a greater, significance and standing to the reading of the Megillah. There's a debate about what exactly this Gemara was talking about, because we have two different examples of early Megillah reading. One early Megillah reading was the Megillah reading in the villages, that they would read in the small villages, the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday preceding Purim. Is that what we meant when we said that an early Megillah reading requires a minyan? Or did we mean in the case that Shushan Purim is on Shabbos and the entire city of Jerusalem is reading it on Friday, that they all require a minyan? So this is somewhat a debatable point, but it is of tremendous significance to say that the Megillah cannot be read privately. And especially this year, to say that in Jerusalem, they cannot read the Megillah without a full quorum present would be a very, a very big stringency. We don't have enough time to discuss this issue in detail. I'm just going to put it out there as a sort of a footnote that this is a question. So one final review, four mitzvos, charity is Friday, Megillah reading is Friday for one of two reasons, that you can't carry the Megillah or that we want the charity to be together with the Megillah. Suda is either Shabbos, the Bo Bayom, the day of the miracle, or on Sunday. Mishloach Manot has three options, either Friday or Shabbos or Sunday. Maybe you should give one on each of the days just to be sure. The Torah reading, Al Anisim, and the sermon is on the Shabbos, but with a debate whether the Megillah is Muksa on that day. And one final footnote, there is a very important, though complicated question, whether when in Jerusalem, when they read the Megillah on Friday, whether they need a quorum or whether they can read it even shy of a full quorum. This concludes our recording about what happens when Purim falls out on Friday in the diaspora and Shabbos in Jerusalem.